T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The president of Brazil tests positive for coronavirus while one company is getting a huge influx of cash to help fight COVID-19. We welcome Michelle Cortez, health reporter with Bloomberg News based out of Minneapolis. And Michelle, what's the latest with the president of Brazil?
Yeah, well, he has been downplaying the severity of coronavirus for months now, even as the number of cases in Brazil have skyrocketed. And we know that he started feeling unwell this past weekend, and he has been now tested positive for the virus.
One of the things I wanted to ask you was about Hawaii. We here in Chicago have now said that if you come back from a hot spot, you have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. It really is mostly voluntary because it's kind of hard to enforce that. But with Hawaii, they are enforcing a quarantine on those arriving from hot spots. How are they doing that?
You know, that is a great question. I have to just be honest and let you know that I am not sure what they're doing in Hawaii. I would imagine that it's an island, so they have a little bit more control over that. But you are ahead of me on that one.
I got you. No problem. But do you know a lot about this? I know the new vaccine that's been talked about from Novavax and a smaller company. So what did they said about that? And they got a big influx of cash.
Yes, they did. The Operation Warp Speed, the government has now started giving them a huge amount of money to start help with the production of their vaccine. So the Novavax vaccine is a more traditional vaccine. It works the same way an influenza vaccine does, where you are exposed to a small amount of virus particles, some virus proteins, and that gives your immune system a heads up about a potential foreign invader, so that if the virus comes along later, your immune system has already seen it and knows to attack it and has antibodies built up. So that is one way that vaccines are being developed for coronavirus. The other ones take different approaches. So even though Novavax is very small and doesn't yet have any products on the market, there's hope that their more traditional approach will be successful.
Is there a country that's leading in the race for a vaccine at this point?
You know, that's a great question. I would say that it is a global race for sure. And all of these companies, the big companies anyway, are globally based. I would say that AstraZeneca and Oxford University are in the lead over in the UK, and they are racing right up against Moderna and J&J in the US. But in all honesty, everybody is paying for these medicines. There's been a lot of controversy about the fact that the US has given so much money, and some companies like Sanofi have said that they might make their vaccines available first to the US since the government here has made so much money available. But where it actually ends up, we don't know yet.
And Michelle, what is WHO saying, the World Health Organization saying about the new evidence of airborne transmission?
Yeah, they are looking into it. That was a very controversial topic. It just happened over the last couple of days, where about 230 researchers have told the WHO that they need to be taking this more seriously, the idea that there could be viral particles that float through the air and that remain some lasting amount of time, so that currently the belief is that it's heavy droplets that come when you cough or speak, and they fall quickly to the floor, so that the risk of people just passing through them is pretty low. Now these experts are saying that, in fact, some of these viral particles might hang in the air, which could make the risk last for much longer.
That's Michelle Cortez, health reporter, Bloomberg News, based out of Minneapolis.